Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's the planner to bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, David Wells, founder and CEO of Family Strategy Capital. He helps companies with the strategy of their managing their wealth and especially passing it along to other later generations. He's the author of the new book, When Anything is Possible. David, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure. If you go to whenanythingispossible.com, that'll take you right where you need to be.
Okay, so check that out, folks, When Anything is Possible. So quickly, tell us why just being rich is not the same thing as being wealthy. Can you help us understand that? Because some people, you know, I think they, and I think it's important to differentiate, don't you?
I do, absolutely. Exactly to your point. When you hear the term rich, generally you immediately think to lifestyle. What are the toys that you have? How big is the house? What kind of car do you drive? That is the outward manifestation of wealth. But there are a lot of people that have high incomes and with the magic of monthly financing can look like they're very wealthy. You know, wealth is, you know, if you remember that great old book, The Millionaire Next Door. You know, wealth is what's sitting on the balance sheet, what's generating, you know, passive income via the growth of the stock portfolios or dividends or interest. And that may or may not appear with the outer trappings of wealth or of kind of that rich lifestyle.
And David, one of the reasons I wanted to bring it out was because President Biden said he wanted to tax the wealthy. In one breath, and the next breath, he wanted to tax people over $400,000 in taxable income. Well, if you make $400,000, if you have $400,000 in taxable income, that doesn't make you wealthy. And it almost seems like he doesn't understand that, or not that they care, I guess. But I think at this moment in time, it's important to point that out. Just because you have some money, just because you're a high earner, does not make you wealthy. Because David, wealthy people don't have to huck their houses to make more money, right? Rich people have to, like small business owners. They may have to huck their houses to grow their company, their business. Wealthy people don't have to do that. If you're wealthy, your wealth is totally protected, probably, right?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and that's the classic problem with Washington is that. You know, if someone tells me their income is $400,000 a year, my next question is, well, where do you live? Because there's a dramatic difference between, you know, $400,000 in New York City or $400,000 in Peoria.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's...
I want to make sure we don't run out of time here. I want to ask you about what you consider to be the handiest trust mechanism to be used for the average family. Let's say they've got, you know, a couple $3 million or whatever in real estate and IRAs and everything. If they died today, they would pass that along to their family. What is the handiest trust that they could use that would work after they're dead?
So I guess maybe first off is a disclaimer that I'm not an attorney, and I didn't say it in Holiday Inn Express last night, as the old joke goes. But I think it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish, right? So there are a couple of different trust structures that allow somebody to give assets away but still receive some income off of those.
Right.
And so if you're in a position where you say, look, I can't do planning because I still need to live off of the assets, you know, there are some structures that work there. And then there are also structures where you're able to just go on and give the assets that are potentially available to the beneficiary in a more near-term fashion. So I would maybe say before you kind of pull the trigger, and I would find a great local lawyer, attorney who can help walk you through this, understanding what it is, what problem you're trying to solve, is probably step one. And then the attorney will know what your option set is. And then also every state trust code is a little bit unique. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be able to tailor that to your local circumstances.
But with a trust, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but with a trust, you can bequeath to your family the income off of your assets without if you're worried that they might sell the assets and blow the money, you can arrange it so that the trust is in charge. The trust owns the assets, and the income from the assets goes to the person, right?
Yes, yes. You can put parameters around what do you want to have happen with the income, what do you want to have happen with the principal, and then how does that play out over time?
Including your calendar, right, where after 20 years, you know, the property is released from the trust or something like that.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. You're exactly correct.
And there are tax advantages to trust too, right?
There are, and especially when you can, you know, take advantage of, giving to in some cases, some states allow what's called a dynasty trust, which is a, you know, really, really long-term trust. And those assets in that trust would be outside of the estate tax regime for, right. Typically multiple generations, I'll put it that way.
People need to pay attention to what's going on in Congress right now with the Biden administration. They're talking about lowering the threshold, aren't they? I've only got a few seconds. That's something people need to pay attention to right now and contact their representatives about, right, David?
Yes, yeah, a 50% planned reduction at least.
Yeah, it's looking pretty scary. David C. Wells Jr. is the name on the book, When Anything Is Possible. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online. Hey, David, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Will do. Take care.
See you next time. David Wells, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.